NHS England is to recruit 1,000 specialist health workers to offer what's known as social prescribing. That's alternatives to medicine that can help with long-term or complex conditions. Now, you might be prescribed something like dance, art, or maybe even gardening. Well, Rebecca Brooker is the Communities and Prevention Lead at Surrey County Council for Surrey Heartlands. She told me how all of this works.
There's a whole range of ways it helps patients, really. We've got some great stories, for example, of people who actually are quite lonely or suffer bereavement, caring for their partner, for example. And when they turn up at the GP, actually the GP is not the best person to help them with some of those social issues. So we've seen people make new friends, turn up at community centres, get involved in things, get respite from their caring roles. Loads of different ways actually people are getting the help they need in the right place at the right time. And that means all kinds of things for us. Every person's different, aren't they? So the help they get, of course, is different.
So what I understand is basically that somebody could go to the doctor and potentially, instead of ending up with a bottle of medicine, they're going to come out with six classes to an art course, for instance, or a bit of gardening.
It could be something like that, yes, depending on who the person is and what they're talking to their GP about. So we've had somebody who turned up and was actually homeless. In that case, an art class isn't going to solve the problem. So actually, it's about finding the right help for people in the right place at the right time. And that could mean anything, depending on what the person's asking their GP for.
So what sort of social cases are we talking about? You've mentioned homelessness, but what other things? And you also said bereavement too. What other types of conditions could this help treat?
So in Surrey, it's open to anybody who sees their GP. If we think there's something that could help them, it does things like low-level mental health, things like anxiety, for example, depression. It helps family with their parenting, potentially. Lots of things around getting healthy, getting active, finding social opportunities, how to make friends in your community or take up new skills that perhaps reduce your loneliness, for example. There's loads of ways it could help people. Mm. Because we all know, as people, actually, there's lots of different facets to us as humans, aren't there? So social prescribing could help with any of those things. For some people, it's taking a walk in the park, finding a buddy, helping getting a job or new training, for example. So those people could have all kinds of conditions. We have people with mental health conditions coming through, older people, younger people, parents who are at home with their children, working age people. All kinds of people could come through and say the help matches what they need.
And so you've been running this for quite a while. How successful has the programme been?
So Surrey's had it going for just over a year, so we're ramping up this programme, really, and it's part of our long-term plan now to see how we actually deliver the right outcomes our residents want over the long term. But it's been very successful, really. Of course, new things always take a while, don't they, for people to kind of consider to be business as usual and to embed in part of their services. But we've had hundreds of referrals over the last year, and we hope to have many more as we go forward as a way to really help residents find the help they need.
I mean, some people would say, hold on a second, you know, here I am listening to the radio and I'm getting told that the NHS is going to be paying for people to have an art class or a dance class. Is that right?
So the NHS aren't all social care in our case, because actually it's a collaboration between the NHS and social care in Surrey. It's not about them necessarily paying for the services. A number of the services actually you'll get are free of charge altogether. But it's about the help to access those and realise that something else may help you. So you turn up to your GP, for example, feeling a bit low. Actually, medicine could be one solution, but actually there's many other things that could help you, and lots of those things are available free in communities. So in Surrey, we're working very hard actually with a partnership of community organisations, including charitable sectors, community groups, for example, and lots of those offer things that people can access at no cost at all. So this isn't about the NHS spending money or even the resident themselves. This is about accessing things in the community that are best for people.
That was Rebecca Brooker there. Now, she told me, of course, if you need anything like that, your GP is the starting point.